She saw the thin lips moving and smiled. Suddenly, she felt the need to speak. The wordy silence troubled her.
Mother! Mother! She cried. Why does he love me so much? I know why I love him. I love him because he is what love himself should be. But what does he see in me? I am not worthy of him, and yet, why, I cannot tell. Though I feel so much beneath him, I don't feel humble. I feel proud. Terribly proud, Mother. Did you love my father as I love Prince Charming?
The elder woman grew pale beneath the coarse powder that daubed her cheeks, and her dry lips twitched with a spasm of pain. Sybil rushed to her, flung her arms round her neck and kissed her.
Forgive me, Mother. I know it pains you to talk about our father, but it only pains you because you loved him so much. Don't look so sad. I'm as happy today as you were 20 years ago. Ah, let me be happy forever.
My child, you are far too young to think of falling in love. Besides, what do you know of this young man? You don't even know his name. The whole thing is most inconvenient, and really, when James is going away to Australia, and I have so much to think of, I must say that you should have shown more consideration. However, as I said before, if he is rich, ah, Mother, Mother, let me be happy. Mrs. Vane glanced at her, and, with one of those false theatrical gestures that so often become a mode of second nature to a stage player, clasped her in her arms. At this moment the door opened, and a young lad with rough brown hair came into the room. He was thick-set of figure, and his hands and feet were large and somewhat clumsy in movement. He was not so finely bred as his sister. One would hardly have guessed the close relationship that existed between them. Mrs. Vane fixed her eyes on him and intensified the smile. She mentally elevated her son to the dignity of an audience. She felt sure that the tableau was interesting.
"You might keep some of your kisses for me, Sybil, I think," said the lad with a good-natured grumble.
"Ah, but you don't like being kissed, Jim," she cried. "You're a dreadful old bear." And she ran across the room and hugged him. James Vane looked into his sister's face with tenderness.
"I want you to come out with me for a walk, Sybil. I don't suppose I shall ever see this horrid London again. I'm sure I don't want to."
"My son won't say such dreadful things," murmured Mrs. Vane,
taking up a tawdry theatrical dress with a sigh and beginning to patch it. She felt a little disappointed that he had not joined the group. It would have increased the theatrical picturesqueness of the situation.